Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first planning committee of the new council on the 4th of June, opening slightly delayed at 19:36. Start off with item PL00118 to nominate and elect a chair of the meeting.
I nominate Mr. Kamara.
Does anyone want to second that nomination? Thank you, Councillor.
Yeah, you have to do that on this one.
Any other nominations? Silence. Okay, those in favour? Do I have to vote?
Yes.
Well, that's a commitment now, isn't it? It's reimbursed your commitment, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Well done, Matt.
Okay, myself is duly elected as continuing chair of the planning committee. Item PL00218 to receive nominations and to elect the vice chair of the planning committee.
Councillor Hart, she did say she would stand.
Councillor Hart did indeed say she would stand. I will second that.
Okay.
All those in favour?
Were there any other nominations, by the way?
No, sorry.
No.
I should have asked. Okay, item PL00318 to receive and approve any apologies.
None received.
No apologies received. Councillor Hart says she may be delayed in traffic, so she may be along later. Okay, item 4, PL00418 to receive any declarations of interest on any items on the agenda. I have one for item E, PL01018, item E, the temporary change of use for part of Cambridge Technology Centre. This is essentially BA Consulting, and I live next door to them.
Can I just clarify, do you live next door to the applicant or the site of the application?
The applicant.
Right. I just advise you to consider whether you need to leave the room.
I shall have another look at the planning when we get there.
Okay. It's a 4-year porter cabin type arrangement.
Mm-hmm. It's just where it is.
Yeah. It
was on the site, isn't it?
Mm. I looked at all the, you know, they showed you even down to the rooms. I mean, it's just...
Anyway. Okay.
Sorry. Interrupt.
Okay. Any other declarations of interest?
No.
Okay. So item PL00518 to approve the minutes of the last planning committee meeting on the 9th of April. Are you asking a question or offering approval, sir?
Approval. Oh, no, I'm asking a question. I'm down as having voted for, but I'm absolutely sure that I stated my interest in one of the tree felling applications that went up through. I remember sitting here, I said I had an interest, and I didn't need to pass to leave the room. So I didn't vote, obviously. Mm. And it appears as if I did vote in the minutes.
I can't remember exactly.
No, I can't pin it down exactly, but...
There was a couple I remember the tree items, but there was enough of us here voting.
Yes, would your removal from the record change the resolution?
No, it wouldn't, but it's just a point of order.
So, my recommendation is committee approve the minutes as amended, subject to the clerk or the assistant clerk going back and listening to the audio recording and amending the minutes as necessary with regard to Councillor Sherman's decisions.
Yeah. If they've got time.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. It sounds a bit pernickety, but...
not at all. So can I have a proposal to approve the minutes as with the proviso that the clerk or assistant will go through? Councillor Clark, proposing, that's the word, sorry. Councillor Sherman seconding. Those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous. Okay, PL 00618 to report back on the minutes of the Planning Committee. Is there anything to report?
I haven't been briefed on any issues other than to report that a letter was sent to the Planning Authority with regard to the state and condition of all of the discharge of conditions that you looked at the last meeting, and the reply has been circulated, so I'm told.
Yes, it has. Right. Essentially, the districts have said that they have met with all the requirements and they've restarted work.
There was one still outstanding, which was the
fire hydrants.
The fire hydrants were going to come later on down the road because that's only relevant when they start the build. But it was to do with the trafficking. That hasn't been finally approved yet, although we've already identified that there have been noise going in the wrong way on a number of occasions. But speaking to District Councillor Howes, he did say that they need to approve and let that go through as the trafficking routes, so they can approve it, so then they can have a go at them for going the wrong way. Because if they haven't approved the routes yet, they can't have a go at them going the wrong way. If that makes any sense.
That does make scary sense.
That was my understanding when we had a discussion with Councillor Howes and reporting a couple of lorries going the wrong way.
Okay, thank you. Item PL 00718 is public participation, but there are no members of the public present today. The clerk wished to make comments. Would you like to say that now?
Yes, it's worth reporting to committee that in the 2 months and one day that I have been the parish clerk, we have not received a single decision notice from the Planning Authority. The decision notices that are on the agenda tonight are there because I trawled through their website and found them.
Good Lord.
Thank you. I believe we should automatically get all decision notices that
you should
be notified of. So
you should.
Yes. I would propose that you should write and request that they continue sending those and ask where the missing ones have gone. Somebody like to second that proposal? Councillor Sherwin, and those in favour?
Sorry, can I just take a recap on who proposed and seconded them?
I proposed. Councillor Sherwin seconded, and we all voted.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, moving on to PL 00818, decision notices of the few that have arrived.
None of them have arrived.
The few that you've found, looking through the websites. I don't remember what they are off the top of my head. We have one for number one, the lawns, and that was approved. 27 Drury Lane application was approved, as was the application for 8 New Road. The original council comment was to support on, in each case.
May I offer further comment on that?
You may, sir.
That particular agenda item will no doubt be set out in a slightly different format than what you're used to. The idea behind it is when I put decision notices on an agenda, I also intend to include what the Parish Council or the Planning Committee originally said about that.
That's an excellent idea.
So that over time you build up a portfolio or a profile of how in keeping your thinking is with that planning authority. And if you click on the link electronically on those decision notice, it will take you to the actual decision notice, which sets out all the terms, if they may have been applied.
Likewise, where there's been refusals, It's equally important to note the reason for the refusals. For sometimes...
Again, clicking on the link will take you to everything. In this instance, for this meeting, what I did was go back through all the agenda items on the previous meeting and look at every single one of them. And of the 7 or 8 applications that you considered in the, I think it was the 30th of April, only those 3 have had a decision imposed. The others are still out for consultation. Hence the reason they don't appear on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
Thank you. Chair, if committee are minded to do anything other than just note these decision notices, then you should vote. But if you just want to note them, then just everyone generally
just note.
Okay, item PL00918, correspondence. We've had one item in noting that the application for Ashley Cottage on Cambridge Road has been withdrawn. Does anyone wish to make comment on that, or just to note it? Correspondence noted. Okay, PL01018, planning applications. Item A is for information only, and that's relating to the discharge of conditions for the new bus depot on Newmarket Road at the farm there. I see no reason in doing more than noting that.
No.
We have nothing to report back to district on.
So excuse my naivety, but for some reason or other I overlooked that when I was picking up it. Newmarket Road, Melbourne?
It's the...
It's
the 505.
505, well, yes, leading to the funeral.
It's the 505.
This is the one going up to Grange Farm?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay, sorry. Yep. All rings a bell now. Yep.
Okay, item B, discharge of conditions again for the land east of New Road. Again, information only, so do no more than note it. Likewise with item C, so for New Road, more discharge of conditions. So we come on to item D, which is change to roof and elevations of an existing conservatory at 3 John Impey Way.
Hard copies of the plans are on the table.
The online.
If you want to. Do you need to look at the plans at all? No. Any comments on from anyone?
It's fine. Don't see a problem that way.
No, there's no significant change.
It's just a roof elevation, that's all. But it's not going to take any light, the additional light or anything like that. So.
No, and it's a steeper pitch on the roof, I think, and they've removed some of the windows.
Yeah. And there's no issues been reported by residents. So.
No, there's no comment from neighbours.
Yeah.
So we move to support with no comment.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Sherwood seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous. I suggest we move item E to the end. We'll see if Councillor Hart arrives in time. So moving on to item F is an erection of a 4-bedroom dwelling at Foxfield House on Falmare Road. Now, there was quite a lengthy objection to this last time it was put through, and the ultimate rejection last time was for sustainability, because there's no public transport, there's no footpaths, it's outside the village envelope and so forth, was the objections put forward by the district planning committee. We didn't actually consider this one last time because it got past 10:30. I don't see any substantial changes to this. I haven't had a chance to dig into the depths of the detail, but I was also told that it's septic tanks on that site, and the septic waste tank is currently where they propose to put their new dwelling.
And it has to be a minimum of 5 metres?
It would need to be recited, and I'm sure that will keep possible.
Is this actually
this
some
is
sort
by
of
the crossroads?
Yeah, I know which it is. Is this actually part of our consideration, or as a parish council, or are these items that you're just mentioning be something that would come under the building survey side of things? What we're discussing it is really something that's not an item that's of concern to the parish council, other than we are aware that these things should be complied with, but it's not for us to say whether they are acceptable or not.
No, it's just the location.
It's location, appearance, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but
so
the location of the building is coincident, or pretty close to the existing.
And we can point these issues out, but it's not for us to say we turn it down because we don't think that.
No, indeed not. It's just something that doesn't seem to have been looked at in the plans.
No, I agree, yes, we ought to draw the powers that be, attention ought to be drawn to this, but it's not necessarily within our scope to refuse, because
it's not in our scope to refuse anyway. All we can do is object,
yes,
or support.
Or comment, yes. So I can't see a problem, well, especially if it's outside the parish area, why we should object to it in principle. But
typically works outside the village envelope tend to be rejected anyway.
Well, yes.
Because they are outside, infilling within the area is acceptable, but outside is usually the ones that get rejected.
Yeah. Well, that's something that other powers would turn it down on.
Given it's been rejected by district once for good planning reasons, I see no real change. I mean, the objection that was raised last time, which was sustainability for transport and shops and so on and so forth, that hasn't changed.
Mm. There is also the issue of the septic tank as well, which hasn't been picked up, which needs to be done, and also the water falling off as well.
Well, there's
water crossing.
Yeah, the comments from highways there about water not being allowed onto the public highways is just a standard lesson that seems to go on to all developments.
Yeah.
But they've given no documentation to say that they won't. They've not supported the highway's comments. I didn't read anything down in there to say there will be no water going on to because they've put French drains in or they've put soakaways or whatever. Nothing in there at all. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a reject.
It is a concern, actually, that location of the water drainage thing, because of the proximity of the stream, which actually rises only 200 yards away from there anyway, and it's an absolute crystal clear trout stream. So,
okay.
As long as they're aware of that danger.
So I think what we're suggesting is that we should object to this development. On sustainability grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And we should also comment regarding the coincidence of the septic tanks, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. So on that basis, can I have someone to propose that we object with comments relating to those two items? Councillor Clark. Seconded Councillor Sherwin. And those in favour? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, item G, which is demolition of existing conservatory and erection of a rear single story extension at 22 Beechwood Avenue.
Looks fine. No. Oh, the drawings are absolutely fine. Didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
No, it seems to be very little change.
The footings are going to be the same anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, I didn't see any, when I looked at the plans, I couldn't see any significant difference in the footprint.
No.
There's been no comments or objections
no comments
from
anybody.
Any neighbours, no.
So, in that case, we support with no comments. No. Councillor Clark's proposing, Councillor Sherwin seconding. Those in favour? Thank you very much. Okay, item H, proposed conversion of a house to a single bedroom flat and a three bedroom flat. This is 73 High Street, which is the old post office.
Sorry, can I just raise an issue with a clerk?
You may.
The gentleman involved is, I'm a customer at his, in terms of I have my papers delivered and all the rest of it. Should I therefore declare an interest?
So, can you provide a little more context? Is he a retailer?
He's a retailer, yes.
So
this particular application isn't about his retail activity, though.
So, presumably, the woman, his wife in Melbourne, is a customer of his?
Yeah. Well, right, that's true, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
No, okay.
No need to.
Okay, so comments that there is one objection from a local resident saying that this would have issues with parking because it's essentially double yellow lines all around that area.
Yeah,
I support that.
So that's really unchanged from all the previous objections that we've made over the years.
Well, when I chaired that meeting, when you couldn't make it, we objected then, and it was upheld. Mm. So he's done nothing other than to say there's going to be no parking.
Yeah, the difference between the two planning applications is that he has removed the off-road parking from round the back, because the objection raised last time was that the increase of traffic up Little Lane.
Yeah.
So now there won't be traffic up Little Lane, there'll just be no parking.
So which means people will still probably park up Little Lane.
May I offer a comment, Chairman? District planning policy stipulates a minimum amount of parking per dwelling.
1.5 parking spaces.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends where it is, but yes, essentially. Yeah, that's like
project on the same basis.
Yeah.
By removing the parking option, he's basically he's taking away their rights. So therefore it's not viable.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll reject again.
Yep.
On that basis.
So I'll object on the grounds of no parking.
No parking, yeah.
And no available on street parking nearby.
Yeah.
Yep. Can I have a proposal for that, please?
Councillor Sherwin. Your proposal, also.
Whose turn is it?
Well, because of your newspapers.
Yeah, that's right. I don't remember.
He's going to shred them before he puts them through the letterbox.
I thought that was as it. newspaper boy's job as he put them.
The only thing we do is buy the odd ice cream in there, so I'll have to go to the Co-op in future.
Proposed Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Sherwin. Those in favour? Thank you. Okay, item I, proposed tree works at 43 The Lawns. I was looking online, that's already been decided. That was in favour.
Yeah.
So that's been taken off. Councillor Hart still is not present. Okay, shall we look at the... I confess I have not looked at these plans.
I looked at the plans, they were quite comprehensive online.
So this is for item E, the temporary change of use for technology centre.
Yeah, it's Porter Cabin work and they went through
all the... Oh, it's all locked in together, yeah.
So it's mobile, it's not going to be of any fixed nature, it can be moved.
So it's for temporary change for use of 4 years.
And it's a constructive use of premise, because it is a training, it's going to be a training centre, so it's not going to be a...
Well, the reality is that unless you actually go up on the site, you're very unlikely to even see it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not going to be offensive to the public.
No.
In any way, shape or form. No.
This is the goods in.
Yeah.
The PA, this is the main entrance.
The parking place, yes.
And that's me.
Oh!
As I say, they're my neighbours.
Oh, you were the troublemaker in years gone by, were you? No, it was just a scaling door.
Oh, indeed.
Funny.
So, Chair, are you saying that you live there?
Yes.
Right, then I do have to advise you have a pecuniary interest.
Yes.
Because your property shares a boundary with that of the site.
I did say that with my neighbours.
Sorry, I thought you meant the applicant was your neighbour as opposed to the site of the...
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Someone's just walked through the doors, just to see if Sally, if not.
Okay.
I hope she hasn't roared back here and breaking all sorts of speed limits and all the rest of it. This being the only chance to have an input. Totally unnecessary.
She can take out, she can use her nice chair roll.
Yeah, well, yes, I think.
So technically you should leave the room. Which, unless Councillor Hart turns up, it means that you won't.
No, David's just locking up, there is no one else.
Okay. In that case, if I'm in the room, we shall be in court, so we can't consider this.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
So that can get, we can ask for a deferral on that, can we?
We can ask.
Yeah. I don't think it's a contentious thing, though. I'm not looking at what they're offering. Unless, of course, it's going to be the raves in there every weekend, which might interfere with your sleeping. But
if they're loud enough to wait for the day. Okay.
So I have reported that the chair left the room, rendering the metering in court, so that agenda item could not be discussed.
Yep.
And with committee's permission, I will now record that the chair returned to the room to close the meeting.
Sounds perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, door closing and opening sandwich.
And with nothing else on the agenda at 20:07, I close the meeting.